cast my vote on election day was November 8th, Y2K. Later that night, I watched TV to see who the next president would be. Not Bush. Not Gore, either. All hail the new commander-in-chief, President Ralph Nader. Well, things look funny in West Palm Beach, so Gore said, recount each and every vote. But Bush said, not so fast, all bets are off, the die is cast. Yeah, maybe he had butterflies in his stomach. Or maybe black voters love Pat Buchanan. So Al became a college prof, and W. Bush, well, he went off to Washington, that grand old town, and turned the whole place upside down. Oil wells in Alaska, weapons in space, trashed old treaties, made Jesus Christ a government employee. And that's just the first 100 days. That brings us to September 11, when God blessed us with bombs from heaven. Took the country by surprise to get hit square between the eyes. 3,000 people. Couldn't save a one. But hey! We rescued the gold reserve that was under the rubble. Soon every Muslim was a possible threat, plus anyone else from the south of Tibet. But vigilantes, they saved the day by blowing them foreign devils away. Like that Sikh from Scottsdale, Arizona. He had just given blood to the victims in New York City. But I guess he didn't give enough. Bush, the White House standard bearer, declared an open war on terror. He said, this is a freedom fight, and then he burned the Bill of Rights. Wiretapping, reading emails, opening letters, censorship, propaganda, military tribunals, surveillance of activists, mass secret arrests of foreigners, police photographing peace marches, listening in on defendants and their lawyers. Boy.